Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first, on this Thursday, let's cut through the propaganda and tell the truth, shall we? The Biden administration and its media supporters are desperately trying to link white supremacy to the Republican Party. That strategy is designed to get more African-American votes for the Democrats and prevent independent voters from supporting the GOP, grand old party. So immediately after 10 black citizens were murdered by an 18-year-old racist in Buffalo, the white supremacy chant began. To me, exploiting mass murder for political gain is heinous. The corporate media, however, disagrees with me and enables the exploitation. Even when specific people are accused of causing the killings, an absurd contention, the media allows the slander and in some cases delights in it. President Biden also using the power of his office to demonize his opposition with the white supremacy charge. That badly damages the office of the presidency, in my opinion. Fair-minded Americans in both parties should recoil from this hateful strategy. Grieving should never be interrupted by politics. But now in our country, that is common. Those who use tragedy to further themselves or a political viewpoint should be condemned. That is the truth. Now this.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.